name, please?
Byron Isaacs.
Byron Isaacs. It's a great name. When a man has two first names, that gives him a certain edge in the world, I've always thought. Do you think that's... Do you like your name?
I like it just fine. I really didn't have much say in the matter.
Understandable. I liked your song tonight. Will you tell us what that's the name of the song was?
Run of the Mill.
And did you choose that song?
No, that song was chosen for me, but I was really pleased with the choice.
Why? Why do you like that song?
Well, it's a beautifully stated fuck you. And everyone needs beautifully stated fuck yous. If only we could say fuck you so well.
Wow, very interesting. Can you elaborate just a little bit? Do you think the song is directed towards something in general? Is that something, or something specific? Is the song sort of directed towards someone? Something?
It seems to be pretty specific. I mean, from the sound of it, it's like an open-hearted, resigned fuck you. It's more like, you know, you're making the bed that you're gonna have to lie in, and you know, it's like I'm here, but I'm not gonna carry your blame anymore, and you know, it's like good luck to you. So and as far as specific, I mean, yeah, it sounds like it might have been a goodbye to the Beatles to me.
That's a fair guess. It's funny because I don't know this album very well. Maybe you know it much better than I do, but in a way I sort of picture this album as on the one hand somewhat of a very gentle album with a lot of forgiveness or openness, but I guess there certainly are moments of anger.
Wawa,
I guess John Wesley Harding was telling me Wawa was sort of a term the Beatles used to say somebody kind of made a faux pas, some kind of a hurtful thing. Do you know what that refers to?
Well, I'm pretty sure that he's using it that way, and he's referring to, I guess, Paul McCartney did give him a wah-wah pedal. And he took that as an insult because, of course, he's a fucking guitar player. Wouldn't he fucking already know about wah pedals? Like, who the fuck are you? Do you really think I'm that much of an idiot that I don't fucking know about wah pedals? If I want one, I'd get one for my fucking self. So I think it was kind of him just, you know, it just that, I don't know. You know, he, the wah pedal and, it, you know, this sign of whining and wah, all of that, that's where the song came from. It's like, that's a big fuck you, a very good fuck you.
Now, I haven't asked anyone else this question, but I feel like you might be the one to ask. Do you want to comment on maybe the influence of psychedelics that were used during this period of time in George's life on this album, whether musically or in terms of the content of the album?
Wow.
That might not be under your jurisdiction, but I thought I'd give it a shot. I haven't asked anyone else that.
It certainly sounds like it, doesn't it?
Well, I'm interested in some of his consciousness expanding and that he explores in the lyrics.
What I hear a lot of, surprising on the record, is, you know, he was getting very spiritual. He's very deep into the religion. And so, more even so than psychedelics, you know, which I usually think of as having surreal lyrical content, I just hear lots and lots of deeply spiritual content, you know, and he gets a little preachy sometimes, but, you know, it's the fervor of a convert. You know.
Well, I wonder, I mean, I guess that's just a question I'm posing, is whether the psychedelics were part of his opening to experiencing reality in this other way, which was more of a spiritual thing. I don't know.
It could be, yeah. I don't know either.
All right, well, no. We'll leave it at that. That's fair enough. All right, thank you.
Yeah, do it.